This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, President Obama drew from the well of public outrage over Wall Street bonuses. Bankers at top firms are expected to earn nearly 18% more than they did in 2008, according to the Wall Street Journal. And President Obama says that he plans to ask Congress to impose a new tax on some of the nation's largest financial companies. Joe Nocera, our friend, business columnist for the New York Times. He joins us from the studios of the Radio Foundation in New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Scott.
So how would this financial crisis responsibility fee, as the White House calls it, work?
Well, first of all, how do you say pound of flesh? That's really what we're talking about here. It's pretty simple. It's based on the size of the assets, how much assets, which are the loans, which are the it's not based on deposits, but it's based on the size of their asset base. And, it will be it could whack them. There are rumors that that this could cut into maybe 5% of their profits for the largest institutions. And it's intended also to go really after the investment banking arms of the banks and the investment banks as opposed to the commercial banking side. Mm-hmm. So, it's basically said it's a way of saying you guys done bad and now we want ours.
What about the argument that bankers might make that it's discouraging success and you don't want to do that?
Well, the success has come pretty easily this year. It's really very, very easy to make money with rates as low as they are. And
I guess I didn't know that. I had the impression a lot of people weren't having much luck making a lot of money at all. But that's not true with those big banks, you're suggesting.
With those big banks, it's the Federal Reserve's willingness to keep rates so low, the trades that they've been able to make have been pretty easy. Mm-hmm. To put it bluntly, J.P. Morgan's commercial banking side lost money in their announcement on Friday, but their investment banking side made a gigantic sum of money. And
that was the design of it, wasn't it, to pump up the economy again, to have these banks making money and lending money?
Well, but they're not lending money, Scott. Mm-hmm. The investment banking side is a completely different animal from the commercial banking side. The commercial banking sides of these banks are all suffering. The credit card divisions are suffering. The mortgage divisions are suffering. The investment bank sides are making money hand over fist, but that money does not go to lending to ordinary Americans. It just doesn't. And I think the Obama administration, which doesn't for some reason want to tax bonuses, views this as a way of saying to the banks, we really don't like your bonus culture, and this is what we're going to do about it.
Do they not want to tax bonuses because when all is said and done, they're pretty close to Wall Street?
I think it's hard to understand exactly why they're so reluctant to tax bonuses. London, England has announced a plan to tax all bonuses over $40,000. The investment banks are pretty upset about that, and they're threatening a leave and all that sort of thing. And it does seem to me that if the United States were willing to do the same thing, the investment banks wouldn't have much choice but to put up with it. But I do think that there is a kind of an implicit empathy about bonuses and about pay and an unwillingness to get involved in it on the part of the Obama administration. I can't understand why else they wouldn't want to just tax bonuses.
Joe Nocera in New York, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott, and good luck.
Thanks very much.